obviously, if you're putting out quality content and stuff is going viral for you, then just keep doing what's working.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this. Hey, product boss. Starting your own business, let alone a product-based one, can be so tough, especially if you're struggling with where to start or figuring out how to reach your goals. I know, I say it all the time, but that's exactly why having a solid foundation for your business is so important. One of the best ways to build that foundation is to invest in a CRM that can grow with you. That's exactly what HubSpot's all-in-one platform does. It helps you level up your sales, software, and support. Plus, they have a huge collection of resources to help startups scale. And with the HubSpot for Startups program, you can save big off your first year. To see if you're eligible to save on HubSpot and learn more, visit HubSpot.com/startups. Hey, hey, product bosses. Okay, I am so excited to bring you this super special episode today. So many of you ask me about how you should be using social media in your product-based business. And while I know that you don't need social media to have a successful product business, if this is an organic marketing channel you want to lean into, then this episode is for you. And honestly, I'm sure all of you want to listen because we're all on social media these days. Now, I recently brought in a social media influencer to our mastermind, our inner circle mastermind, to dive deeper into the ins and outs of social media. So today, I'm giving you an inside look at all of the good information, inside tips that she shared, along with my own experience and advice to help you better use social media in your product biz. Now, I'm going to ask questions, and then you'll hear myself and our social media influencer, which is Linda Fruits of Fruits of Motherhood, and she's going to be responding so that you can hopefully better understand how to apply it to specific businesses. Now, Linda's so amazing that I remember my sister was like, oh my God, you're working with Fruits of Motherhood? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I follow her for all this mom information. And Linda worked with us for a good while here at the Product Boss. And then she's also been able to coach our Inner Circle Mastermind. And that is for our product bosses that are making six figures and beyond in their businesses. So if it's for you, let me know. But anyways, I want to dive in because this is such a good one. So if you're ready, let's do it. What are the best practices for repurposing content? And should I be repurposing my content?
Okay, so absolutely repurposing your content across all platforms is a-okay, but absolutely remove the watermark. And so in TikTok, you can download your video before you post it. You know, I would download it before you add the text. And then when you upload it to Instagram, use their text and like add the same text in Instagram, because that way SEO picks up what you wrote in there and you're rewarded for editing in Instagram. And so I do the same thing, and then I'll do the same thing on YouTube Shorts, which is also a really easy way to go viral right now, because not everyone is utilizing it. So it's like when TikTok was a baby and everyone went viral. So your stuff, I highly recommend you putting on YouTube Shorts. I do the same thing, same content, repurpose, rewrite the text. I add the same music across all platforms, but natively in the platform as well. And when it comes to quantity, it's really up to you what you can produce. You know, the more, the merrier with all of these platforms. It's like, there's no wrong amount, but whatever you can do is obviously the best. And like, obviously if you're putting out quality content and stuff is going viral for you, then just keep doing what's working. But it'll be easier for you to reshare people's pictures on Instagram that they share with you, that would be easy content for you to like reshare and kind of like somehow make it obvious that that's like from someone else, like a happy customer, you know, like maybe have like a consistent branding with that where it's like another happy customer, you know, or, you know, with a little smiley face. And so that way they know they see other people buying it.
Definitely repurpose your content whenever you can. Okay, next question. How can you make the most ROI from Instagram when Reels takes so long to create?
And then what you can do is you can always reclip out and take sections of that 1 minute. So for example, you created the long form content. You could do a shorter like mic drop 7 seconds if you wanted. It's not true that people have a low attention span. Yeah, everyone's always like 7 seconds, but I did a 1 minute and we kind of had like, it went viral. It was the one of like showing how to take photos of food. It wasn't even our content, but people sat around to watch it and it had more watches than other pieces of content, not viral, but it went on. So it's really like, if it's interesting enough to them, people don't watch our podcast ones. Like those get the lowest engagement. They don't care, but it's a reminder. So then going back to what you just said is like, it's that B-roll also. So let's say you bashed all that content and you can use it in a few different ways. Other ways could just be you, especially for those of you that are like doing courses and not physical products and things like that, like opening your computer and like having a quote over it, right? Like exactly what Linda said. She told me, she's like, when you get on an airplane,
laughing. Like one of my very first asks there. I'll never forget it.
When you get on an airplane, take a pic, like video yourself, like walking onto the plane or whatever. And I'm not good at this. So I'm like, the camera's falling. I'm holding it. She's like, this is not the video content we're looking for.
Could be.
Tell me how you do it. And she's like, hey, I'll go put my camera here. It's a purposeful thing. It's not just like on the go. So, and actually I didn't tell you this, but one of the ones I was like in first class, I put my camera and that got like the most story views we've had ever. And it was just a story. So anytime you're doing anything random, or it could be connected, like Linda's like, take a video of you packing lunches for your kids. Right? It's just a random piece of content that I can use as a video, put trending music to. And like, if there's a moment of inspiration, you can drop something on top and you don't know what's going to take off. So I do the same as you, really produced type content of like really with an endpoint. And then there's the other content where they feel seen and heard. So like, if you're doing it for homeschool, so mothers would love probably to bond with you in the struggle and the joy of homeschool. Mm-hmm. So that could be shorter bits of content, quotes, and not as produced that they save. And they're like, ah, Julie gets me.
Remember, one reel can give you several pieces of content. So make sure you're taking advantage of that when you can. Next, if I'm a brick and mortar, how can I use social media to get people locally to come into my store?
I think I go with the same thing for you. You don't need social. You can use it as a tool locally. Your goal is not that you grow it huge. Your goal is you get the people to use it. So you can get people that come in, like you have the, when the spring comes and like it feels a bit better and you've got the dog walk-up bar, you could do like dog of the week content. So you could do a picture.
I love that.
A little photo booth or a little thing that's like, you could even just say like, take a picture of your dog, tag us and get a free puppuccino on us.
Right.
So now you're asking them to tag a picture of them drinking coffee with their dog and then tagging. Now, why does that help? Well, then they're going to post it and their friends are probably local too. And so,
we got a
follow up, but we're thinking about community building. So whenever you can get people to share when they're there, to share the events that they're having, to share their moments they're having, to ask them to share, and then they share it and tag you. And then you take that content and then you reshare it. And that is that same concept as like, of like viral and sharing, but in real life, like that's the whole point of social to connect friends with friends. It wasn't to like reach people across the world originally. Mm-hmm. So I think it's using it in a smaller, more connected way. And then having people, you like, they want to be seen. They want you to share their stuff. So like making ways for them to do it.
Also,
there's some great ideas.
I think you have an advantage that a lot of us don't have because you do have a brick and mortar. And I always say like gimmicks work. So if you have space in your place to maybe do a mural or something for people to actually take a picture in front of and then they'll share that, I would totally do that, because we did that for a local business here. It worked great. Everyone wanted to take pictures in front of it. It had the logo behind it. It's like just free advertising. You could try to get a picture with your logo, like graphically, you know, mm-hmm. not something that you have to actually do, but just like edit that way. I think as long as you put your logo as the small circle and you mm-hmm. show up as a human in your content, that it will still mm-hmm. have that like human element, because that picture really is like the first thing that people see. And we want to yeah. know what you do, what you sell. And I'm not saying to like change your picture, but I don't know what you do by your photo. So mm-hmm. I would definitely say like adding a logo. I think that would be beneficial for your business. And okay. I love these flowers that you're using. It's so pretty.
Yeah. I think when you're a product person, unless you're growing it as a brand around you, but still it's about the product. Like, we're not doing personal brands. So right. really, I don't think it should be you. And I think like she said, like you can identify the mark, like logos, like if you put up, like I watched this one presentation, it was like part of a Coca-Cola and people could say Coke. Actually, there's a new Pepsi ad out for the Super Bowl too. And it's like, they have the word like just, and then they have a Coke can and it's turned to just the O and the K. And so it's really like just okay. So like it's Pepsi taking a stand against Coke. But the crazy thing, I read this whole article on it where it's like, well, is it helpful to Pepsi or not? Because people still recognize the Coke brand so well that it's almost still enforcing the Coke can, right? So if you think about logos, brand identity, Nike, the swoosh, NBA, Southwest Airlines, if you think about icons, people can immediately tell you, and then they could probably tell you something about the brand. So I think for you and anyone, our presence on social media should still be about building a brand and a brand identity. It's more than us, and it's about the customer and the product, how it serves the customer. So yeah, I would make it that. And I could still say this brand helps people with this. I shouldn't say like, hi, I'm Juhi, and I started this brand because of mental health. It's more of like, this brand stands for mental health for women. Like, you want to always speak to them as often as you take the I out of a sentence and put you, like you want to be speaking to people and stop claiming it for yourself kind of thing.
This goes back to not necessarily needing social media to be successful, but if you want to use it, then sometimes you need to think creatively outside the box. If you're ready to up-level your business this year, I have a free masterclass for you, and it is called The Proven Path to a Profitable $1 Million Business. Now, before I get into all the details, did you know that only 12% of women-led businesses make it to $100,000 a year? And what's even crazier is that only 2% make it to $1 million in revenue. Well, my friends, this is where we have to change these stats. So if you're at this level, you've shown that you've got what it takes. But what got you here is not going to get you to that next level. Hey, hey, Product Boss. It is podcast recommendation time. This month, I'm all about the DTC Pod, hosted by Ramon Barrios and Blaine Bolas, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. DTC Pod is all about direct-to-consumer topics and covers everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and direct-to-consumer brands. I absolutely loved the recent episode they did with Rosalie of Wild Wonder, who digs deeper into how she was able to bootstrap her multi-million-dollar beverage company. Rosa also dives into their omni-channel approach and how her brand continues to stand out in a crowded market. Sound familiar? Sounds a little bit like multi-stream machine. It works, my friends. All right, so you'll definitely leave feeling inspired. So go check it out. Remember, it's proof it can be done. Listen to DTC Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Which is why it's time to learn some new tricks and strategy. So if you're ready to take your business to that next level, join our exclusive free masterclass, The Proven Path to a Profitable $1 Million Business, and discover the secrets to breaking free from being the bottleneck. I want you to help assemble a capable team and embrace your role as a CEO who, by the way, takes vacations while the sales still roll in. Yes, I said vacations. So if your business is making more than $100,000 a year and you are ready to kick your business up a notch, secure your spot for March 13th at theproductboss.com/provenpath. It's theproductboss.com/provenpath. Let's make this your breakthrough year and let's do it together. Our final question is, how do you figure out the right balance between product-related posts versus brand building?
I would say that they actually have to be like equal parts. You know, like if you were to post 3 times a day, I would do 1 of each. If I was to post 3 times a week, I would do 1 of each. Because overall, what you want to see when you come to your grid is like a balanced brand of all of that. So I wouldn't want to lean too much in any direction. So that way they know what you sell, why you're doing it, you know, all of the reasons.
So like even you, Juhi, I would say like you have a really pretty grid. Mm-hmm. And you do have followers and you do have data because you can see the stuff that performs really well or does better for you. And then the stuff that doesn't. So you have a couple that have gone viral. Like, are you people pleasing with Taylor Swift or working on depression is like blank. So it sounds like you have some pretty good ones that have gone viral that your customers mm-hmm. are liking and sharing. So that I would use as like reach and brand awareness. So it's like, if it resonates with the concept of mental health mm-hmm. and your spin on mental health, that is a thing people are going to share. They're probably not going to share a picture of you and your sweatshirt stacked. Mm-hmm. So they're going to maybe view that and remember you or save it or a shot from you on that. The thing that's going to reach more people will be that content that is the underlying theme to your business, which is like mm-hmm. the mental health part with, it looks like pop culture or something like that's like kind of mixed in. And then I would say for all of you, as you're growing your businesses, like you start this way, but eventually, if you eventually turn into an entire branded, you know, all product Instagram account, that's fine. It's never going to be like with Sleeper, that used to be called Restless Sleeper. When they were first starting, they're the pajamas that have like the ostrich feathers or very expensive pajamas. They're really big now, but I've been following them for years. They used to post pictures of baby animals sleeping. Or just animals, right? And that would get more views and more comments and more likes than the pajamas. Now I can't find really the baby animals or every so often, but really now it's just user-generated content of people wearing the clothes, editorial shots. It feels more like a normal e-commerce brand, but they didn't start that way. Okay.
Yeah,
I think what you said earlier was really interesting, where some contents, their role is to go viral and find new customers, where some like product photos, they are not supposed to go viral, but remind people within the community that what you sell. I think that is really helpful for me to think about setting the different expectations based on the content type.
Yeah, okay. And I have to remind myself that too sometimes, you know, it's not always going to be the same output. And like what you were saying, Jacqueline, about like what you're doing now to try to expand your reach, you won't have to do for forever, right? All of a sudden it can just be product photos or who knows, like down the line, what it will respond to. But like when you're starting out and you're trying to get more eyes, you have to like kind of play the game a little bit. And that's really what this is about.
And think about the virality. So Product Boss is a perfect example. When Reels first started, I was on my road trip across America, for those of you who've been around a long time. And my husband and I did this funny video of like me pretending to be an influencer and talking about my morning routine. And he's like, what? Like, liar. We got 15 million views on that. We grew 17,000 followers. This is when they had like the featured Reels.
Yeah.
So we grew 17,000 followers. I lost more followers faster than I could have ever imagined as soon as I started posting product business stuff, because they were just people that followed a funny couple. They were not product-based. So right now, even we're testing the content we put out. And when we say small business owners, that is a more shareable piece of content. And it might go more viral, but they're not necessarily product people, right? And if we share product may not go as viral. So we're kind of like, I feel like it's like an accordion, you know, it's like, where do we want to reach out, see what we gather, and then we hone in, because then once we start getting people to interact and tap and share, it will show. And the same people don't see every post you post. So the more hits we get, the more people we're kind of like picking up at random, it feels like. Mm-hmm. I think we have to just think, like, how are we reinforcing the brand? When we want to ask them to buy something, we ask them, but more so they're going to want the stuff that's less buy, 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 and more you see me, I'm going to share this, I'm going to save it, mixed in with the other stuff.
Wow. Wasn't that so helpful? From repurposing content to figuring out the right balance between product-related posts and brand building, there were so many golden nuggets. So if you enjoyed this episode format, would you mind sending me a DM over on Instagram at The Product Boss? And also tell me your biggest takeaway. I'd love to hear from you. I can't wait to see you put this into action and everything you learned. Make sure that you're following the show. And if you loved it, share it with a friend, right? Because sharing is caring. All right, until next time, friends. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.